Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Tezayin. We are on Tezvav Amibes, by the two dots, the second white line on Tezvav Amibes. So we continue now talking about the Hakadosha, the expansion. If Beis Din wanted to expand the borders of the Azara and of the Beis Hamikdash of Yerushalayim, and we mentioned the Rambam that if someone they want to expand the borders of Yerushalayim, they go as far as they want, as far as they decide. The expansion of the Azara is only up until Har Habayis. So the Gemara goes through based on the Mishnah. We have the whole process and the whole ceremony, including Beis Din and the Todos, and what parts of the Todah we discussed on yesterday's daf. The chametz elements of the carbon todah loaves, and you couldn't figure out any other way to do it. So that's why that was the only option. Shavuos was not the option, and along the way we came up, spoke about some interesting inyanim relating to binyan beis hamikdash, or binyan beis hamikdash balayla, and the binyan beis hamikdash in the future, and using psukim to get healed, and echad amar bev echad amamit. All of those were topics on yesterday's daf. So now we move on to the second line, and we get back to the Mishnah, the order of the process. So the Mishnah had said, Beis Din goes, Beis Din mahalchon shtei todos acharei, and the two todos are after them. It sounds like, from the formulation of the Mishnah, that the todos are behind Beis Din. Says the Gemara, lemeimra de Beis Din kami toda azli. Is this to teach me that Beis Din walks in front of the todos in this procession? The Haksiv, Vayelech Achareihem, Hoshaya V'chatzi Sarei Yehuda. Psukim in Nechemya, when they're talking about also rededicating the Beis HaMikdash there, so it says that the Todos went first. Vayelech Achareihem, afterwards was the Sanhedrin. So Hachi Kamar, Beis Din Mahalchin, Ushtei Todos Mahalchos, Ubeis Din Achareihem. So you gotta read it in a different way. The Todos went first. Beis Din goes, the Todos go, and then the Beis Din goes after the Todos. That's how we read it. Ketzad Mahalchos. How exactly do these Todos go, in the ceremony? So Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Machlokas. Chad Amar, Zu, Keneged Zu. One says that they go next to each other. They go in a line, they go first, and Zu, Keneged Zu. Chad Amar, Zu, Achar Zu. The other opinion says no, they go one after the other one. What difference does it make? Manda amar zu. Well, first, in terms of pshat of the Mishnah, manda amar zu keneged zu. If they go next to each other, hapnimis hachdem akarva lachoma. So then we know when the Mishnah says that the pnimis is eaten and the outer is burned, so then you know which one is being referred to, because you know there is an inner and there is an outer, as the Mishnah described in the process on the bottom, again on the bottom of Yud Dal and Amud Aleph, the beginning of the Perek. The Mishnah had said that one is burned and one is the top line. Sorry, Yud Dal and Beis. Hapanim is Echelas V'Chisona Nisrefes. So which is the inner, which is the outer? So if they go next to each other, so then you understand which is the inner, which is the outer. But Ella. Manda Amar Zu Achar Zu Hapanim is Achla Bekarva LeBeis Din. The one that says it's one after another, the Pnimis must be the one that is closer to the Beis Din, meaning the second one that goes. So that's going to be a problem right now, Tznan, as we talk about the Mishnah. Hapanim is Dechalas Lachizar and Nisrefes. Bishlamal Manda Amar Zu Achar Zu. I understand if one goes after the other one. Amtu Lahachi Pnimis Ne'echelas. That is why the inner one, meaning the second one, is going to be able to be eaten. Mishum ta'asya chitzona kama v'kad shalah. Because what happens? The first one goes. The first one is the one that is makadesh, is sanctified. So by the time the first one goes around and does its job, the area where the second one is walking into is already niskadesh, and therefore the second one is able to be eaten. The first one has really become nifsal because it was used. It kind of like was moser nefesh for itself. It sanctified, but it went into an area which l'chora was yotzei, nifsal b'yotzei. El olaman da'amar zu keneged zu. But if they're next to each other, travayo b'hadi adadiko mikdashi. So then they both should be the same, right? And they both sanctify, and if they both are used for the sanctification, then aren't they nifsal during the process? Rashi says on the fourth to last line, V'kitshala rishona kitshes amakom. If you say it's one after another, then you'll know that the first one sanctified the place. Ukeshe nichnasa achrona l'sham lo nifsala biyotze. It wasn't nifsal. Shalo avra b'makom chol, el b'makom mekudash. right? But the problem is, though, if it's one after the other, then one has the problem. Asks the Rashba, but I don't understand. Even the first one has to be a kasher karbon in order to sanctify. The second that it goes into the de-sanctified or not yet sanctified area, it should be nifsal and shouldn't have the power to sanctify. So even l'shitas Rash, even according to that explanation, I don't understand how that works. Ask the Rashba kashuli. Hashta davisalka daitach de midina. We think at this point that there's a reason. Why do we eat one and burn one? Because one is kadosh and kasher and one is nifsal. Right, that's what we think at this stage of the Gemara. So therefore, v'alo lohi kifa chisona, adayin kalato sefes, v'yemkin hechnes kadsha. Right, as it's going around, it did not go around the entire area, so therefore, it should be nifsal b'yotze. Right, so ask the Rashba. Umikan nire, so it seems from here, dekama kama, kimakif miskadesh. It must be that you don't need the whole animal. You don't need the whole bread to be makadesh, or makdish the area, just a little bit. But then the Rashba says, "Miyo akati tamiyoli, halo betchilas itziyaz rishonim nifsal shiyotza. Whatever tiny little drop goes out first should be nifsal veich the kaddish achar shenifsala. V'yavu bishayis kedusha meikara. Even though it was kaddish meikara, right? It doesn't matter what it was 5 seconds ago. Remember the question we asked yesterday? We asked, why don't we say the shtei alechem shalatzeres the build it lamachar and even makadish lamachar? Right? It's ifsal belina. The Yeshlomar says the Rashba, the hasam shayni shenifsalu kodem kiddush." As we said yesterday, the principle of ba'in ke'echad, it's a magical principle. You're right, we're not exactly sure how it works. It's kind of circular, right? It only is kadosh once this bread goes through, but the bread can only go through, you know, when it's not yet kadosh. So it's a magical principle called ba'in ke'echad. This is what the Rashba say. Would the Ksos give a different answer? Unclear. What Ksos are we referring to? The Ksos in Simin Reish, where the Ksos discusses. We haven't touched on this Ksos in a long time, but this is the Ksos that is the basis for Gerish. And the Ksos asks, Nistapakti, he wonders, is it possible to give a house over in a Kinyan Chatzar of the house? Meaning, I want to sell a house, and I'm going to put a Shtar Matana in the house. Is it possible to do that? Because Kinyan Chatzar only works if it's your Chatzar. And this Chatzar is not yours until after you own the house. But I'm putting this in, but it's not really your Chatzar yet. So does that work? The Ksos assumes, no, it does not work. Why? Because the Ksos says, the principle of Ba'in Ke'echad, that case is trying to use. Well, you're going to get the house at the same time that the Kinyan Chatzar is going to work for you. That principle of circular logic, so to speak, only works for two contexts in Chazal. And that is when it comes to Gittin and when it comes to Shichur Avadim. Why, again, you can't be Meshachur your Eved until he has his own Rishus, right? But he doesn't have his own Yad until he's after he's Meshachur. So how does that work? How could an Isha accept a get? V'nasan biyada. How could that work if she only has her own yad halachically after she's divorced, but she can only get divorced by having her own yad? So how does that work? So that's where Chazal have the principle of ba'in ke'echad. That we can't really explain it logically because it's somewhat circular, but that's the principle. Exactly what you need is as if you have it already as you're trying to do it. So that only works by gittin and by shichra avadim, because the Ksos explains you don't really need a kinyan there. You need what he calls a maisa nesina. What does the Torah say? V'nasan biyada. Again, a major sugya in Maseches Gittin. Darkei ha'akna'a. When it comes to get, there are different rules. And we spoke about this even a couple of days ago. Sometimes there are redefinitions of generic concepts in specific cases, right? We had the case of the Valamar, if you remember, the Sudas on Sukkis, and we had the Rambam about the Lechem Mishnah on Pesach. So here is a possible other one, right? The Darkei Kinyanim that we have in Kol HaTorah Kula might be modified when it comes to Gittin, because Gittin might not be a regular Kinyan, says the Ksos. It's a Maisa Nesina. And that's why Ba'in Ke'echad works. And that's why he also adds Kasvo Ali Surei Hana'a work. You can't do a Kinyan with Isurei Hana'a, and yet the Gemara says that you can write a get on Isurei Hana'a and give it to the woman. Why is that allowed? Right? That's not, you can't be Kone Isurei Hana'a, can you? So the answer is, maybe it's just a Maisa Nesina. And a Maisa Nesina allows for situations that Kinyanim don't allow for. So again, according to that, the Ksos says the concept of Ba'in Ke'echad only applies where by the Maisa Nesina would apply. but not by a kinyan. So what about here? Would the Rashba be, would the Xos, would the Xos be okay in saying it here? Because that's what the Rashba, and we saw Tosfos also yesterday, is saying it like a bon ke'echa type of idea. But again, this is not a kinyan, this is a maisa hakdasha, so maybe it'll work here too. But that's where the principle comes up in halacha. But again, that is what the Rashba answers to help explain, to help expand on the Rashi. So again, the Gemara says, I understand if it's one after another, because then the first one is basically moser nefesh, and it sanctifies, and that's why it has to be burned, and the second one is able to be eaten. But if they're next to each other, so what difference does it make? They're both the same. So why is one eaten and one burned? Answer, says the Gemara, L'tamech, oh, I'll ask you a different question, second to last line. L'man da'amar zu achar zu, even if it's one after another. Chada mi mikdasha, ha kol shalo nasis b'chole lutznan. Don't you have to have everything? Not just the lach metoda, but the base of the bezdin and all the other items listed. And if the lechem goes first, so even the second lechem should be a problem, should be nifsal. V'yafilu l'man da'amar ba'achas mikol elu, and even according to what we're going to see today, be'ez Hashem in a couple of minutes, even if you only need one of them, but hani travayu chada mitzvahi. These breads are both called one of them. Right? Therefore, you don't have full kedusha until both of the breads are used. So either way, you're stuck, says the Gemara. You know, you shouldn't have one that, oh, that is better than the other one. So Rabbi Yochanan says you're right. Elam Rabbi Yochanan, it's not based on a svara. It's not based on one becoming nifsal and one becoming niskadesh, but al pinavi necheles vi al pinavi nisrafes. It's a zeres hakasef. Right, this is the din. Why do you have this? Why does one eat and one nisraf? So we know that there are certain times that we have certain avodos that take place, like we had in the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, like we have at different times, that if special din. So here, you eat one, apinavi nechelas, apinavi nisrafas. Rashi on top, apinavi, Chagai, Zacharia, Umalachi. Right, the last three Nevi'im. So they were the ones that told us in Nehemiah, right? They were the last Nevi'im. They told us what to do, and therefore we don't have to give a halachic explanation of why that is. If we look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this maskana, it might be a little differently than we might have thought. The Rambam doesn't even paskin which one do you eat, and which one do you not eat? The Rambam quotes in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis, Ketzad Mosifin Ala Ir, how do you add on to this is the halacha after the one we alluded to earlier. How do you add on to the city? Osin Bezdin Shtei Shtodos, Velochem Lachem Chamet Shabahem, you take two todos, how do you make the whole Karbonos Toda, and then you take the Chamet Shebahem, Velochem Bezdin Achar Shtei Todos, Vishtei Todos Uachar Zu, so he paskins one after another, like we saw. The omdin bikinoros and olam zelzel, and you sing all the songs, wonderful, until you get to the end of the spot which you are expanding towards. Achemagiyim lasova makom shabakach lasova omdim sham vaochlin sham lechem toda achas mishtei todos. You eat one of them. Vashnia nisrafes, and the second one is burnt. V'al pinavi sarfin azu vaochlin azu, and al pinavi you decide which one. Ask the Kesef Mishnah of the Red Vaz. How does the Rambam say the last line of the Gemara? Didn't the Mishnah say you eat the inner one and you burn the outer one? So the Rambam doesn't mention that. The Rambam just says you eat one and you burn another one. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Umefarish Rabbeinu, dechi masik ella amar Reb Yochanan. It must be the Rambam understands when the Gemara's maskana is Reb Yochanan ella. Remember, ella always means new answer. When it says ella amar Reb Yochanan, haynu lomar lo tisni pnimis necheles v'chizon nisrefes. Right, don't have that girsa, or at least that's not ma'akev. Ella achas ne'echeles v'achas esreves v'anavi amar lahem ezu yochlu ve'ezu yisrefu. The Navi will tell them which one. The Radvaz just wonders though, but it's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says pnimis and chitzona. Says the Radvaz v'im tomar. What about what it says in the Mishnah? V'yesh lomar shekach haya mitzvah hanavi le'echol apnimis v'lusuf achitzona. Right, the Mishnah says what it says, and the Rambam says the Navi will tell you what to do. The Navi always told you to eat the inner one and to burn the outer one. The Radvaz says you have to say that if you don't want the Rambam arguing on the Mishnah. Unless the Mishnah is l'chachila, or the Mishnah is only sometimes, a little difficult, but either way, that's the Radvaz and the Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam. Okay, we continue. Second line now in the Gemara. Kol shel anases b'chalelu. The Mishnah said back in the beginning of the Perek, on the top of Yud Dalet Amud Beis, if you don't do this process, so then that spot is not sanctified, and remember, what is this doing here? And therefore, if somebody walks in with Tumas Mikdash, so one does not violate. One the Kris Lamikdash Bishas Tuma, so one does not violate. Says the Gemara, really, there's a machlokas about this. Itmar. Rafuna Amar Bichal Elu Tanan. Rafuna says you need all of them. Bichal Elu. Rav Nachman Amar Ba'achas Mikal Elu Tanan. One of them. Bichal Achas. Any one of them. The Ritva notes that even according to Rav Nachman, that's only a bidi'eved. L'chatchila, we would require all of them, says the Ritva, and if that's true, then we don't want to say Rav Nachman is arguing on the Mishnah, so then this would be another example on the l'chatchila bidi'eved in Mitzvahs Daraisa. Right? Tosfos says in Nida Daf Samach Vav, that when it comes to a matir, there's no such thing as a l'chatchila and bidi'eved. There's only a l'chatchila and bidi'eved by mitzvos. Right? Because a matir, you either do it, and it's mutter or not. Shchita. That's why it's difficult by shchita. Let's say, assuming shchita is a matir. So, is there a lechadchila to shecht all the simanim? And there's a bidyeved, rov simanim are enough? Or there's no. Some mefarshim would say no. Because that's a matir, there's no such thing as a lechadchila bidyeved, based on that tosis. By Nida. Is there a lechadchila way of going to the mikvah and a bidyeved way of going to the mikvah? Tosfos says no. There can't be a lechadchila bidyeved when it comes to a matir. Right? Where do we have a lechatchila bidyeved? Right here is one of them, the way to be Makadish. Or the Mishnah says in Yevamis, right, Chalitza. There's a better way to do Chalitza, right, with all the different parts of Chalitza. Obviously, certain parts are ma'akev. You have the chalitza itself. What about the rakika? What about the kriyas apsukim? There's so many different parts to the mitzvah. So there's machlokas tanoim. What's ma'akev? So again, is lechatchila just a matir, or does the fact that there are lechatchila ways of doing chalitza, does that reflect that it's more than just a matir, but it's a mitzvah, right? We've discussed in the past, right? What happens in the second parak in Sanhedrin? We discussed what happens if a woman does not want to get remarried. She's 103 years old. She's not really planning to get remarried. Does she have to do chalitza? Or do you say, no, chalitza is only about if she would want to get remarried. If she has no plans, then there's no mitzvah. Right? So then that's the l'chadchila b'di'eved elements by mitzvah, reflect and go on that, go on those issues. In some ways, this is a matir also. It's a matir, or it's a matir and it's an osir at the same time. Right, it's a matir for karbanas, but it's an oser of other isurim it creates. I'm not sure exactly. I think it's creating a status which has opposite ramifications. Good. Rav Shechter has in the Ginas Ego Simon Aleph. He has the lechatchila b'dieved by mitzvahs. Okay. So Rav Huna and Rav Nachman machlokas. Rav Huna amar bechal elutzan. Rav Huna says you need all of them. Why? What does that mean? Kasavar, because he holds kedusha rishona kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asalavo. Really, the original kedusha that Yeshua ben Nun did in the Beis Hamikdash, that is eternal. And Ezra didn't really have to do anything. The Ezra l'zecher ba'alma hu da'avad. Ezra did it. What did he go through in time of Bayesheni l'zecher ba'alma? Not that he really needed to do it, because the first kedusha was really fully intact. Kedusha Rishona, Kitshala Silavo. The Rimi Gash has a nice lashon of this formula. This machlokas that comes up in five different places in Shas, but the Rimi Gash's lashon right here is, what does it mean, Kitshala Silavo? Klomar, Hayu Yodin She Yisrael Asidin Hein Lehigalos. They already knew. Yeshua ben Nun maybe even knew. For sure, David and Shlomo, when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, they knew that there was going to be a galus in the future. Uke She Kitshuha, Almenas shetehe osa kedusha miskayemes bala olam. When they imbued it with kedusha, it was with kavana that it will be eternal. Ulafichach sagile la Ezra la hakdisha bala ur metumim. We'll get to that. Hov aloha yisrael hakdisha klal. That's why Ezra didn't need everything, because it was originally, if you need all of them, and by Bayesheni they didn't have all of them, it must be you don't really need all of them. Right, and that's why this Manda Amar holds, if you hold that you need all of them, it must be that Ezra didn't really have to do it, because he didn't have the Urim Batumim. Rashi quotes that the Gemara in Yuma Chaf Aleph, the five things that were missing during Bayis Sheni that weren't there during Bayis Rishon. Right? Eish, Shechina, Aron, Urim Batumim, Ruach HaKodesh. So some of those Urim Batumim you need for the Hakdasha. So it must be you didn't really need to do the Hakdasha. And that's why Ezra was doing it, Lezecha Ba'alma. Aval, Misha Hosev Al-Ir Val-Azaris Ba'Shalohayakodim Lachain, Hov Osa Tosefes Adayin Lon Iskacha Me'olam, But if you would add on an area which was not Niskadesh earlier, you would need all of them. Right? That is Rafunashita. You need all of them, and because you need all of them, and they didn't have all of them during Bayasheni, it must be that the Kedusha Rishona was Kitsha La'asid, L'Kitsha La'asid Lava. Right? The Tosfos and the other Rishonim discuss on that Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chaf Aleph, what do you mean you didn't have the Urim and Tumim? Right, what does that mean? Big Te Kahuna. You can't be Mechusar Begadim. So isn't that a Mechusar Begadim? Right, not having the Urim V'Tumim? Assuming, as we discussed a few days ago, that the Urim V'Tumim is an object. It's the Shem Hashem. Let's say Tosfos assumes like Rashi Ala Torah. The Shem Hashem that is put into the folds of the Choshen. So you need to wear that in order to do the Avodah. So Tosfos has to say, and the Ravid and others say, maybe he wore it. It just didn't work. That's what I mean. It didn't have the Urim V'Tumim. There. It didn't function as the Urim V'Tumim. It wasn't Me'iru Mitameim. Right? But obviously you had to wear it in order to not be Mechusar Begadim. Okay. But either way, Rav Huna holds, Bechol Elu, you need all of them. And because Ezra didn't have all of them, it must be he didn't really need to sanctify the area. Number one. Rav Nachman Amar Ba'achas Bechol Elu Tzanan. Rav Nachman says, no. Any one of them. And therefore, it's okay. Ezra did exactly what he needed to do. Ksavar, it must be that Rav Nachman holds Kedusha Rishona, Kitsha L'Shaita, Velo Kitsha L'Asa Lavo. Meaning the original Kedusha only lasted as long as the Jews were in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash. The Ezra, Kedusha Kadosh, and Ezra Mamish was sanctified when he came back. Alvagab, Delohave, Urim Metumim. Even though there was no Urim Metumim, he sanctified it. So the root of the Machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Huna is connected to Kitsha Rishona, Kitsha L'Shaita, Velo L'Asa Lavo, or Lo Kitsha L'Asa Lavo. Period. There's what to talk about, but first let's continue. Eisvei Rav or Rav Nachman, Kashlo Nasis B'chol Elu. The Mishnah says B'chol Elu. Isn't that a raya? Tani Ba'achas Mikol Elu. Okay, you could say Ba'achas Mikol Elu is not such a raya. Tashma. Even but just before that, just again, we'll mention it. If we have time later, we'll come back. The Rambam, famous Rambam, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Vav Tes Vav Yudalin, and really Vav Tes Vav. And Tezayin, the Rambam goes into Kedusha Shnia. Right, this whole machlokas here in the Gemara is about Kedusha Rishona, Kitsha L'Shaita V'Kitsha L'Asa Lavo or not. The Rambam says that there's a chilik between Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia, and a chilik between, and we'll see this B'Shem later on also, between Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash and the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Right, that's the Rambam Shita. V'lo mani omer, b'mikdash v'Yerushalayim, sh'Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha L'Asa Lavo. The Rambam holds the Kedusha Rishona of Yehoshua is Niskadesh for Beis HaMikdash and for Yerushalayim. U'b'sha'a u'kedusha shar Eretz Yisrael l'inyin shvi'as u'maisus u'chayotze b'hem lo kitsha l'asa lavo. Right? The first Beis HaMikdash, the first one was not. The second one was, though. The second one was. The Rambam explains. Kedusha Shnia was kitsha l'asa lavo. The Rambam says, why? Because Kedusha is Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash is calling on the Shechina and the Shechina is never b'teila. Right? Right? When a Kadosh Baruch Hu rests his presence there, it's there forever. But when it comes to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, Yoshua, that was based on kibush, right? Conquering. So therefore, once they were conquered, then it was undone. Once Ezra came, then he did it, as the Rambam says, through Chazakah. And that lasts forever, and that's the Kesem Mishas Kasha, Ma Hevdel. What's the difference between kibush and Chazakah? We'll see if we have time for that a little bit later. But that's the Rambam, Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shnia. Good. Says the Gemara, Tashma Vaiter, says the Tosefta, Abishal Omer, Shnei Bitzin Hoya Bahar Mishcha. There were two swampy areas on Har HaZesim, Tachtona Va'elyona, a lower one, which was closer to Har HaBayis, right? If we think about Har HaZesim, east of the Har HaBayis, now it's a cemetery, but then it was the opposite. It was not the Tame at all, right? It was expanded. That's where they did the Paraduma. So they had the lower one in the upper area, Tachtona, Niskacha, B'chol Elu. The lower one, which was closer to Har HaBayis, that was sanctified with all of these items. El Yona, Lo Niskacha, B'chol Elu. The upper one was not. Ela, Ba'ole Gola, Shaloba Melech, V'Shaloba Rimetumim. They did something. The Ole Gola that came during Bayasheni, they sanctified the upper without the king and without the Urim V'Tumim. Why they sanctified it all? Right? What did they need to do even like a fake sanctity for it? So Tosfos says, because little Tosfos Ella, because Chazal wanted, or they wanted people to be Moser Nefesh for it. They wanted people to think. so to speak. It was niskadesh. Avo bishoya davar bali de takala, as we'll see. Hechnisua kadeshim sir atzmam aleim yoser kshish basham kedusha. Wow. Right, we wanted a mesiris nefesh for the makam hamikdash, and therefore they semi-sanctified it, even though it wasn't full. Either way, back to the brisa. So tachtona, the lower one, shayis kedusha gemura, the lower one which had full kedusha, kedusha harabai azara ame haaretz nechasim l'sham. I'm sorry, it had full kedusha Yerushalayim ame haaretz nechasim l'sham va'ochlan sham kachik kalim avalo meiser sheni. The ame haaretz would eat their kachim kalim because they would say that has full kedusha, which it did, but they would not eat meiser sheni there. Why? Why would they be so careful about Maaser Sheni? Rashi says, because they all knew the drasha of Aser B'Shvil Shetitasher, Maaser and Maaser, Tztaka, Skula for Parnasa. So they were extra super Zahir in Maaser Sheni. Right? Rashi continues, V'lakacha yinichnasin ato chomas Yerushalayim, ha'pnimis l'kayim levnei Hashem al-kecha. They went even more in. Right, more into the where to eat it in Harabayis. They want to be extra special careful. Anything to do with Parnasa, right? Skulis. You know, we're always very careful about. So Avalo Maaser Sheni, the Chaverim Ochlim Sham Kachav Kalim Maaser Sheni. But the Tamid Chachamim knew they could eat it anywhere. This was the Tachtona area was fully Niskandesh of Hara Mishcha Harazesim. El Yona Shalo Isak Dushasa Gemura, the El Yona which was not Ame Aratay Nakazam Sham Ochasham Kachem Kalim. They didn't take karbanas as seriously, and they were ame haaretz. Therefore, they didn't realize that you need all of them. So they should eat. They used to eat their kachim kalim. Avalo ma'aser sheni, the chaverim ein ochlin sham lo kachim kalim. Avalo ma'aser sheni. Good. Continuing the brisa before we ask the question. Why? What didn't they sanctify that extra area? Sheim osifin ala ir ala zaros el bemelach v'navim v'ermetumim ubesanhedra shalayin alef ubeshetodos ubeshir. So therefore, they couldn't sanctify the upper one. The lama kidshuha. Why did they sanctify it? So the Gemara says, one second, interrupts the brisa. Lama kidshuha, my low kidshuha. You just said they didn't sanctify it. Ela lama hichni suha. Why did they bring it in at all? Bebreisha tarfasha Yerushalayim haisav enocha hili kavish bisham. They wanted it was a strategic area, as Tosfos just mentioned earlier, and they wanted people to consider it keilu. It was part, right? It was higher up. And therefore, they wanted people to fight for it and defend it. But either way, question mark. So what do you see from this brisa? The brisa is pretty clear that you need all of them, and that's why they didn't sanctify the upper area. Right? Kasha on Rav Nachman, who says, Va'achas mikol elu tznan. It says, the Gemara tanoihi, really it's a machlokes tanoim. Ditznan. As the Mishnah says in Meseches Idios, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Shamati, when they came back during Bayisheni to build the Heichal, they put up curtains as they built it. They put up curtains for the Heichal and for the Azaras. Why? So we think right now, in order to create semi-walls, because it was not Niskadesh La'asilavo, and therefore they were being Mekadesh it again. But regarding the Heichal, they put the curtain up and they built from the outside, so they wouldn't be able to look inside. And the Azaras bonin mi bifnim. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, shamati shemakriven avo beishen shambayis. Rabbi Yeshua holds, I heard that you can give karbanas even if you don't have a beis hamikdash. Again, a huge topic. As long as you know the makam hamizbeach, you know exactly where it is. You have to have that. But if you have that, so makriven avo beishen bayis. Oakland, Kachim, Kachim, Avi Shein Kalim, Kachim Kalim, Avi Shein, Avi Shein Choma, Mipnei, Rabbi Yeshua says, why are you allowed to do this? Rabbi Yeshua, Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha Lashaita, Vikitcha Lasalavo. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. And that's the second day of the Mishnah. So, Lav Michlal, doesn't that imply to Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Rabbi Eliezer, the first opinion in the Mishnah holds, Lo Kitcha Lasalavo. Right? So we have a Machlokas Tanoim. So the issue of Rav Nachman and Rav Huna is really a Machlokas Tanoim. Says the Gemara. Again, there's so much here, but we'll have to continue, and then we'll see what we can fit in. Amalei Ravina Ravashi Mimai. How do you know that this is really the Machlokas Tanoim? Dilma Dekule Alma Kedusha Rishona V'Kishalas Shaita V'Kishalas Alavo. Meaning, maybe everybody agrees that the first Kedusha is eternal. Umar Mai Deshami Leikamar. Umar Mai Deshami Leikamar. Right? If you look in the Mishnah, maybe what Rabbi Yudanasi did was just put two statements together. It wasn't like they had a machlokas about it. Remember, this is in Sechaz Idios. Idios is just reports of testimonies that were given. So maybe these two opinions, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, they weren't arguing with each other. They were both stating what they heard from their Rebbe. But it really had root, right? The curtains were not put up for a halachic reason, according to Rabbi Elazar. They both hold the first kedusha was lasa lavo. V'chitei meklam l'Rabbi Elazar lam. At least why they put up the curtains? L'sinusa bi'alma, right? For tzinius purposes, right? For to keep the beauty of the Beis Hamikdash covered. Right, and therefore, that's why it was put up, but not for any halachic reason. So, it's not a machlokas tanaim, at least so far. Stop there for a moment. Let's just mention a few points. Again, there's a lot to mention. The Rishonim here discuss. Tosfos starts off to Kuli Alma. Tosfos says that according to the Maskana so far, everybody holds Kedusha Rishona. When Yeshua went in, that Kedusha lasts forever, for eternity. Ask Tosfos, but Rabbi Eliezer elsewhere in Maseches Chagiga, in Maseches Beitza holds Lo Kisha Lasa Lavo. So how could you even have a possibility that everybody agrees the first Kedusha was Kisha Lasa Lavo if Rabbi Eliezer himself says Lo Kisha Lasa Lavo? So based on that question, there are various different suggestions in the Rishonim. Some of them fundamental and some of them technical. Some say, oh, it was before he was Chozer Bo. Oh, he was, there is some technical answers, but then there are some fundamental answers. Tosus, the Yesh Lomar, the Kedushas Haaretz, Lagabe Truma, Umaisros Batzla, V'hacha Ayri, B'Kedushas Mechitza, the Efshar Delo Batzla, Mishum Di'ikroi Nachla. Again, what Tosus is trying to say, regarding various halachas, there's chilukim. Regarding the halachas of Trumas and Maestros, okay, it was batel. Right? It's like the Rambam's chiluk of Eretz Yisrael and Mikdash. Right? Regarding Kedusha Sa'aretz, Trumas and Maestros, it was batel. That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds, that's the Gemara elsewhere. But here it's talking about Kedushas Mechitzos, the Kedusha regarding Yerushalayim and the walls of Yerushalayim. So maybe that's never batel. Ukedushas Batei Arechoma, and what we're going to talk about soon, the Kedusha of walled cities, that goes like Yerushalayim, right? Kedushas Mechitza. Right? So that's one chilek, and similar to what the Rambam says as well. If you look in the Ritva, the Rashba, also the Ramban, also ask this question. They come up with other chilukim. I'll read you from the Ritva. V'od Yesh Lomar, D'shmaitzin L'inyin Kedusha Rishona, V'l'inyin Kedusha Shnia, Moda T'kidusha L'asa Lavo. Maybe if you read some of those Gemaras, it's about Kedusha Shnia. Od Pirshu. Then he quotes, I'm sorry, that's going to be the next one. Okay, but either way, this is one chilik. What's the reason for the Rambam's chilik of Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia? Let's just get back to that now for a moment. The Rambam says Kedusha Rishona is Batel. That is Batel. Is Kedusha Rishnia is not Batel regarding the rest of Eretz Yisrael. The Kedusha Rishona for Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, that's totally on Hashem, and that's why that's forever. But what about the Kedusha Shnia? So the Rambam is Machali between Kibush and Chazakas. So that's where the Achronim get into the act. What exactly is the chilik? Why should, if I conquer the area, then if I lose it again, it gets lost. But if I just settle it, then it's stronger. What's the difference? The Kesef Mishnah there in Hilchas Beis HaBechira asked the question, and he says, "Eini yodea makor chazaka gadol mikor kibush." V'lama lo nomar bechazaka gamkein mishenilkecha ha'aretz v'yadenu bat lachazaka. Once we were unsettled, what's the difference? V'su barishona, and also in the first one, there was also chazaka. After they conquered, they also settled it. V'tzarech li'ian. So he asked that kasha. So there are various answers given. The Tosfos Yantif in Maseches Idios on this Mishnah discusses it. He says, because when it comes to a war, so war lasts for as long as you're there. But right when there's another war, that can undo it. The kibush nachrim asu mavatel kibush Yisrael. Masha'en kein, what happened by Bayesheni? We had permission. We have permission from Koresh to build the Bayi Sheni. So once you have permission, and then we go and do that, that's not based on war. That's based on Rishus. So that's not going to be undone. Masha'enkin bechazaka shechziko b'yan melech paras, shenosan lehem rishayon lachzikba, lo asa kibush mevatel chazaka, shohay midas anosein. It was midas anosein, it was given. And don't tell me, v'ein lahashiv, that, oh, what do you mean, Hashem gave us by the first one also. Okay, either way, that there wasn't a beferish nevuah. In Karkan Exalos, he continues. Okay, that's the Tosfos Yantif. There are other answers given too. The Meshachah, but all the answers, all the suggestions, have one thing in common. There's something stronger about the second one than about the first one. And that's why the first one does not last, and the second one lasts. The Meshachachma in Bishalach was bothered by this. Right? How can you say Ezra is greater than Yeshua? Right, Yeshua. Right, and we even know the Malbim points out on Navi, and others point out, maybe the Vilna Gaon also, that Yeshua, there's two types of ways that Hashem saves us, salvation. Right, we say in Shemoneh Esrei, we say in the Amida, Melech Ozer Umoshia Umagain. Ozer and Moshia. Isn't that fascinating? The two leaders of the Jewish people, Ozer, Ezra, Moshia, Yeshua. Right? They're both the two leaders. What's the difference? So explains the Gra, I think maybe, but I saw it in the Malbim. Ezra is where we take part in it. Why Yeshua means HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. Right? Yeshua ben Nun, right? There were Nisan that took place on the way in. Right? Yericho and others. Right? They followed the Aron. Ezra was much more of a Derech HaTeva. Two types of leaders. Right? So isn't it Yeshua going in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So isn't that even stronger? And this is exactly the opposite, the Rambam says. Explains the Meshech Chachma, no. It's just the opposite. The greater they are, the harder they fall. Right? If you have a greater Kedusha, it's more fragile and delicate. And the second that it's lost, then you lose everything. Mashenkein, if the whole thing isn't so high in the first place, right? It's the Kedusha isn't as high, so then it wouldn't be as desolate as when it leaves, and that's why exactly the opposite of the other svaris. The first kedusha was a greater kedusha, and that's why when it was lost, it was totally lost. And he gives a mashal about a kohenes shenivala l'pasala becomes like a yisraelis, while a leviya shenivala l'pasala remains a leviya, because a kohenes has higher kedusha, and therefore she loses everything once she's nivala l'pasala. I think it's a gemara in Bechoris Mem Zayin or so, but that's the mashal that he gives for these kedushos. Okay, a lot more, but maybe one other point, because it's the Rashba here. The Rashba says here, how is it possible to bring a carbon without a Beis HaMikdash? Don't you need Pesach Ohel Moed? The special din of requiring Pesach Ohel Moed. So how could you ever think that you could bring a carbon without Pesach Ohel Moed? V'yesh Lomar, says the Rashba. Tahasam bizman shahaya bayis kayam di'ika Pesach v'ika d'lasos. If you have a doorway, the door has to be open. Right? If you're shechting in the Azara, you have to have the door open in order to shecht. Ika pesach v'ika tlasos. Meaning, if you don't have a doorway, then it's all open. No problem. There's no door that's closing it. What was the Havamina and what's the Maskana? So in the footnotes here, they quote from the Briska Rav, that there's two dinim by psichas tlasos. There's one din that the makam ashchita has to be pasuach lehechal. There's another din that the doors themselves, this is the din of the doors. The doors have to be open. So maybe it's nitzal if you don't have doors. That was the Rashba's Havamina. It's a din in the doors. If you don't have doors, how can you say that it's going to work? The answer is no. It's a din in the makom. That the shchita has to be done in the proximity and without any hefsik to the makom ha'echal. And as long as that's there, forget about the doors. Right? It's you don't need the doors. What if you shecht in the hechal? Do the doors have to be open? You're in the Heichal. Is it a din in the doors? You need Pesach Ohel Moed? Or you just need, in proximity, be able to have straight vision or space to the Heichal? That's a nafkamina, right? The Menachas Chinuch deals with that. But either way, that's the Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kufem Aleph. He assumes that it's kosher. If you have the doors closed, if you're in the Heichal. But according to this, it's not so sure. It might be a din in the delosos. The delosos have to be psuchos. Okay, but that's the Rashba right here. Again, a huge topic, giving karbanos without a Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira in Perek Beis has what to say about it, but we'll continue. So the Gemara says, Elahani Tanoi. Maybe the Machlokas Tanoim is like the following Tanoim. Titanya. Right, we're trying to find a Machlokas Tanoim, the basis for Afuna and Reb Nachman. Titanya. Amar Rabbi Shalom Rabbi Yossi. Lama Monu Chachamim Meseilu. Why did the Chachamim list off specific Bate Arichoma? We know there are special laws for houses in walled cities and houses in open cities. So why did Chazal list off specific ones of the walled cities, right? Were these the only ones? Shekshalu b'nei Agola matzu eilu v'kitchum, right? Because when the b'nei Agola came up, they found them and they sanctified them. They sanctified them. Aval rishonos batlu mishabatla haaretz. Right, but the first ones, the early ones, which they did not sanctify, were nullified when the Aretz was batal. So Alma, what do you see from that brisa? The Ksavar, Kedusha Rishona, Kishul Hashayta, Velo Kitzel Asalavo. They had to re-sanctify the Bati Arichoma, or the special dinim flow from the Kedusha that the Bati Arichoma have. Chassam Sofer, we mentioned this way back. We mentioned this back in Maseches Megillah. There's a Chassam Sofer that says, why do walled cities have more Kedusha? Because if Jews conquer a walled city, that shows the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a walled city. It was so defended and so closed off. And yet we were able to conquer it. So that's why walled cities have reflected even greater Kedusha, because a greater godless that Hashem helped us, that helped Klal Yisrael, right? So that's why the walled cities go by the Kedusha that was there as well. And the fact that Ezra had to re-sanctify means Lokis Elas Elava. Veramini, is that really true? We ask from a Tosefta in Arachin, Amar Rabbi Shalbar Rabbi Yossi. V'chi elu bilvad hayu, were these the only cities? V'alok far nemar. Shishim ir kol chevel argov mamlechas og bamashan. Kol elu, arim b'tsuras kolmo gvoa. There were so many cities. Elam amanu chachamim es elu, why do you only list certain ones? Shekshalu b'nei agolam matzu elu v'kitshim. Because when they went up, they sanctified them. Matzu, they found them on the way in. Kitshim! Hasha hadar mina l'kaman lo tzricha l'kdushe. We just said you didn't have to. Ela matzu elu umman. These are the ones that they remembered were the walled cities, and they found them. V'lo elu bilvad, ela kol shetala biyadcha misores me'avosecha. Shemukafas chomei mios Yeshua ben Nun. Anyone that you know goes way back to Yeshua, kol mitzvahs elu noheges bo, all the mitzvahs of batei arechoma apply. Mipnei shekdusha rishona kitzula shaita, v'kitzula silavo. Right? Meaning exactly the opposite. They didn't have to re-sanctify them. They just noted them and they counted them. The problem is the same person is talking in both of these brises. So how could it be machlokas? So kasha, there be shmal berabiosi, there be shmal berabiosi. Right? What does he hold? So iba yaseima tre tanoia, leave the shmal berabiosi, machlokas of later tanoim about what he said. And we always like to quote the Rashi Maseches Ksubis. And maybe this is difficult. You can't say elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim when it's machlokas about what he said. Unless he changed his mind. And one Tama was at the earlier shir, and one was at the later shir. Amra, or change the girsa into one of them. The Tanya, Reb Elazar Reb Yossi Omer, Asher Lo Choma, Af Al Bishein Lo Achshav, V'Hayelo Kodem Lachein. Right, so you see, he has what to say about Batei Erechoma, even though it doesn't have a wall now. As long as it had a wall beforehand, right? That is based on the Kri and the Ksiv there, Asher Lo Choma, and that is how you answer, a second answer, to answer the Sira. Okay, there's a lot about Batei Erechoma, but we will continue. You know, just one note, right? The Batei Erechoma, remember the Mishnah tells us in Arachin that the halacha is, know it from the Torah, we don't need the Mishnah, but the Pasuk tells us that Batei Erechoma, you have 1 year to redeem the house. 1 year. And after that year, then it stays with the buyer. So the Gemara says that Hillel made a takana, because it used to be that the sellers used to go on vacation and hide at the end of the year, the buyers used to do that, so that the sellers couldn't buy back the house. And therefore, there was a problem, because they wanted to buy back the house on the last day, and they couldn't, because they couldn't find. So Hillel made a takana, just put the money in the Bezdin, and then you could go back into your house. He made that takana. What's mashma from that Mishnah? That if Hillel did not make that takana, so then the sellers would be stuck. And the sellers wouldn't be able to buy back their house. What do you mean? Ones! It's an ones! This is the sugya of ones besof hazman. What happens if I'm planning to do something, and then I wait and wait and wait, and at the last moment, I have an ones. I made a promise. I'm going to eat a cookie today. I made a promise. And I wait and wait and wait, and I'm planning to eat it, the last minute before sunset. And right before the last minute, it only happens, I don't eat it. Is that pshia? Or is that ones? That's called ones besof hazman, right? Do we say that? Because you waited for the last minute, it's your fault, right? I'm going to daven mincha. And I waited. The last moment for mincha, boom, and ones happens, and my kids are going crazy, and I can't get out, and I lose the chance. So I should have davened maybe 5 hours earlier. So is that called ones? So the big discussion in the Aguda and the Ksos in Simen Nun Hei and in the Ksinesivis, is that called ones or is that not called ones? Right? The fact that Hillel had to make this takana sounds like without the takana, then it would have been their fault. Meaning they couldn't tie an ones. It wouldn't be called ones. And there's machlokes whether that's really true. The Ksos, the Nesivis, again, important but not for now. Weiter. Nitma Bazara Venelma Menutuma. So top line. So what happens? We're getting back to the Mishnah. So Tuma, what if he became tummy in the Azara? Right, we spoke about that, and he has to get out the fastest way. Rabbi Akiva Eger, what if he runs or walks slowly? Tuma Bazara Minalan. What exactly is that question? Tuma Bazara Minalan. You can't become tummy. Rashi. Misha Nitma Bazara Minalan de Machayev. How do you know that? There's a chiyah for someone who becomes tummy in the Azara. Maybe it's only for somebody who's tummy out, and then he walks in. Right? How do you know there's tumah for somebody who's inside? Halo karina velo yatamu es machaneyem shekfar time. Right? He's already done it. So how do you know? So Amar Belazar and other Rishonim give other pshatim of what the question is. We'll just stick to Rashi's. Amar Belazar kazav echad omer es mishkan Hashem time. The kazav echad omer ki es mikdash Hashem time. We'll read the parentheses now. So, extra pasuk. Says the Gemara, V'kroi mi'as mi'asri, are those really extra psukim? Ha'mitzrach tzrichi. No, those two, we need those two, right? One says Mishkan, one says Mikdash. Titania, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Im nomar Mishkan, lo nomar Mikdash. V'nomar Mikdash, lo nomar Mishkan. Why did it one time the Torah call it Mishkan and one time the Torah call it Mikdash? But it's talking about the Mishkan in Bamidbar. So, Ilu nomar Mishkan, v'lo nomar Mikdash. I mean, it refers to later on, Beis HaMikdash also, but at that time there was only Mishkan. So if it only said Mishkan and not Mikdash, Hayisi Omer al HaMishkan Yehei Chayef, Shahari Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha. I would have thought maybe you're only Chayef for Tumas Mishkan, because it is so special and unique that it was Nimshach B'Shem and HaMishcha for Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yal Mikdash Lo Yehei Chayef. Unbelievable. Maybe the Mishkan has an added element that the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have. It was Nimshach. There's a beautiful Sfarno. The first Sfarno in Pekudei talks about the Mishkan has something different than the Mishkan that the Beis HaMikdash don't have. And what's that? It was never destroyed. The Mishkan is Atzei Shitim Omdim Lo'olam Lo'omei Olamim. Right? Halachically, there was a Churban. Churban Shilo. Rav Soloveitchik talks about this in his Sefer on Tisha B'Av. We talk about it in the Kinos, that Shilo was destroyed. Right? Churban Shilo. But says the Sfarno, in one sense, the first Sfarno on Parshas Pekudei, the Mishkan was never destroyed. Says the Sfarno, Shema Tomer Avat Sivra Mubati Sikuyim Tabalomer Atzei Shitim Omdim Shomdim Lo'olam Lo'omei Olamim V'gam Kein Lo Nafal Davar Mehem Biat Oivim. Besides the Aron, right, none of the Mishkan was taken. Al Hefech Mashakar LeMikdash Shlomo V'Kelav Kimavur B'Churban Bayis Rishon. Right, and that's the Sfarno has an allusion to all of these in Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus, but that is the similar to this line of the Gemara. So on the one hand, you might say Mishkan is so unique because it's Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha. V'yim Mar Mikdash Lo Namar Mishkan, and if it only says Mikdash, Hayisi Omer. The opposite, Al Mikdash Yechayev Shari Kedushaso Kedushas Olam. Right, it has eternal kedusha. What exactly does that mean? Rashi, there's no Heter Bamos after once. Beis HaMikdash is there, you no longer can bring a carbon anywhere else. Tosfos also discusses, is that true? Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's shot. Tosfos has a different shot. That it was longer. Its Kedusha was longer, right? It was 410 and 420. The longest the Mishkan was in Shiloh was 369. Or, right, Tosfos says, Levishe in Roy Lachzor Lakadish Elaboso Makom. You can't sanctify any other place besides that spot. Okay, either way. So the Beis HaMikdash is Kedusha Olam, Val Mishkan Lo Yehi Chayiv, Lakach Nemar Mishkan, Lakach Nemar Mikdash. Question mark. So these psukim aren't extra. So how could you use it? So Rabbi Lazar, Hachi Kakashalei. Now this is what Rabbi Lazar's issue is. Michdi, Bachedzin, Mishkan Ikri Mikdash, Umikdash Ikri Mishkan, Trey Kroy Lameli. Right, so he says you could also learn it from there. Even if you have different words, so you could basically learn both ideas. Bishlama, third line now. Bishlama Mikdash Ikri Mishkan. I understand why the Mikdash would be called the Mishkan. Dichsiv Anasati Mishkani B'Sochachem. I see where that is. In the Tochacha, or right before the Tochacha. In Bichukosai, I will put my Mishkan, referring to Mikdash. Ela Mishkan to Ikri Mikdash Minolan. Where do you see the Mishkan called Mikdash? Ilema Midichsiv Anasu Akasim Nosei HaMikdash Hahuba Aron Ksiv. Right, they carry the Mikdash. I was talking about the Aron. Ela Meyachav Asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham. Fine. That's what you see where the Mishkan is also called Mikdash. Period. So how long do you have to stay in the Mikdash in order to be Chayiv? Right? If you bowed or you waited, delayed that length. When do we say that if you bow, it's any amount of time? You don't have to have any, right, tarrying. So that's if you bow towards Pnim, right? You bow west, Rashi says. But if you're bowing out, Shaha in lo shalo. That's not called avoda, and therefore, it doesn't go by the bowing, it goes by the time that you're there. Some say this on the Seifa. You have to be there in the amount of time it takes you to bow. Michlad ishtachava gufa by a shahiyah. Sounds like ishtachavaya itself requires shahiyah. Amar Rava lo shona ishtachava klapi chutz. That's only if you're doing it out of a klapi pnim. Afa gav de lo shah. Even if there was no time delay, bowing in is chayev. V'hachi kamar ishtachava klapi pnim. Oh, sheshah kadei ishtachava, bahach ishtachava de klapi chutz. Chayev, right? So those are the two ways that you would be chayev for the iser, either if you bow in or bow out, and you're there for the requisite amount of time. What are the different types of bowing? What bowing takes time? That's just kriya. You're just bowing the knees. Spreading out on the floor, which is what we do not do bizman hazeh. V'kama shir shehiya, pligi ba Rav Yisla bar Nachmeni, v'chad di'imei, one of his friends, umani Rav Shimon Pazi, v'yamri Rav Shimon Pazi, v'chad di'imei, umanu Rav Yisla bar Nachmeni, v'yamri Rav Shimon Nachmeni, v'chad amar, kememri d'hai psuka. Some say, as long as it takes you to say, the following pasuk. V'chad amar, kimi v'yichru l'seifa. Only the second half of the pasuk. Which pasuk? V'chol b'nei Yisrael ro'im b'redes ha'esh achvod Hashem al habayis v'yichru apayim arza al haritzpa v'yishtachvu v'hodas l'Hashem kitov kili olam chasto. Okay, so either the length that takes you to say the whole pasuk or the second part of the pasuk. Tana Rabbana, just finishing up. Kida, different types of bowing. Kida al apayim, kida's on the face. V'chinu omer v'tikot basheva apayim aretz. Kriya al berkayim. Kriya is on the knees. V'cheinu amer mikroa al birkav. So you see that from that verb. Hishtachava zupishe dam raglayim. V'cheinu amer hava navo anivim chava achecha. L'shtachavos l'cha arza. As Yaakov Avinu said, that we all going to come to bow down. You see, mishtachave arza. The Maariz Chayas just ends off. You know, there are earlier psukim in the Torah that mentzin ishtachava is arza. Why dafka do we quote this one by Yaakov Avinu, Madu alo evi psukim akodmi meyistachu arza b'parshas vayera chayesara. So he quotes as follows: the chalam Yosef, the chalom Yosef hayastam hashemesh sasam astam avayurek mishtachavim lo. It says the sun and the moon were mishtachave. It does not say the word arza in Yosef's dreams. It just says mishtachave. And Yaakov says, are we supposed to be mishtachave arza? So Yaakov added in that word. Michlal, the same mishtachava, hainu arza. So you learn that from Yaakov's interpretation of a bemed mefurish arza lekel mashem yinev. It just says mishtachava arza in a pasuk that doesn't prove anything. Maybe that mishtachava is arza. But here Yaakov took the same mishtachava and he added in arza. So then that is what proves it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, the next couple of dafim will be put up from the last cycle. And Yanni Chanukah, I'm going to be away for a couple of days, so we'll get back to a regular schedule after Chanukah. But again, Mondays I'll give. But Beth Hashem, after that, we'll get back to a regular schedule.